Blog Talk Radio.
At all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tune to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor Skip Achiever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees, and occasional rain. Praise God. Ah, but yet it's a beautiful, beautiful day. The sun is shining bright, and we thank God for it today. Yes, it gives you a more sunnier outlook on life, do it not? Isn't that right? Praise the Lord. Sun seems to make us happier. Yes, get out in the sunshine, and you can laugh a little. Praise our God. But we thank God for you, you, and you being with us today. We want you to know that we love you. We really, really do. And thank God for you. Trust that you're still praying for us as we pray for you. And if you want us to call you out and pray for you on the line, you know, just give us a call, 347-857-3925, and press the 1. And let us know, or tell us about how you enjoyed the broadcast. Let us know something, you know, encourage us to continue. Oh, yes, we want to continue with your blessing and to know that you are praying for us. Yes, yes. See, we need help. You know, pray for one another. I help you, you help me. Isn't that right? Bless God. Now we are going to have our own Sister Dane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Giving God all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto his holy name. Father, as we come before you, Lord, Father God, we hold the Thomas family right now, Father God, before you, Lord, Father God. As they lay their mom to rest today, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to give them the strength, Lord, Father. Give them the comfort, Lord, Father God, and the peace, Lord, Father God, that they need right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we pray today, Lord, Father God, for Jackie right now, Lord, Father God, as she about to do major surgery tomorrow, Lord, Father God, and asking for prayer, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to guide the doctors, the surgeons, the nurses, Lord, Father God, all those that be in attendance, Lord, Father God, in that room, Lord, Father God, with her, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to give her peace, Lord, Father God. Father God, as she trusts in you, Lord, to bring her through surgery safely, Lord, Father. Father God, we thank you for your shield of protection, Father God, round about Cheryl Singh and her family, Lord, Father. Father God, we thanking you, Lord, to protect them, guide them, and let your warrior and minister angels, Father God, stand guard round about them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we continue, Lord, Father God, to pray, Lord, Father God, for those that, you know, you brought out of the hospital, Lord, Father God. Thanking you, Lord, Father God, for increasing in them right now, Lord, Father. Thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for the healing of their bodies right now, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for Lillian Rutherford, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for Alana May, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now for Kathleen Howard, Lord, Father God. Father, continue, Lord, Father God, to touch their body, Lord, Father God, as it continue to heal, Lord, Father God. And let them remember, Lord, Father God, that you are their healer, Father. Father God, we continue, Lord Father, to pray for Brittany Dunkley, Lord Father. Give her peace, give her strength, Lord Father God, on her loss, Lord Father God, of her father and aunt, Lord Father. Father, we continue to pray, Lord Father God, for the healing of Pastor Dungy right now, Lord Father. And we're thanking you right now, Father God, for working all situations out for her, Lord Father. For you say all things work together for the good, Lord Father. For them, Lord Father God, that love you, Father God, and call according to your purpose. And we're thanking you right now, Father God, for touching her right now, Father God, and keeping her, Father God, covered under the blood right now, Lord. We continue to thank you, Lord, Father God, for touching Carmen, Lord, Father God, bringing her also out of the hospital, Lord, Father. Father God, continue to give her the strength, Lord, Father God, and the peace, Lord, Father God, that she needs, Lord, Father God, as she continue, Lord, Father God, to care for her ailing mom, Lord, Father. We also pray for her mom, Father, that is in the hospital, Lord Father, knowing that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father, and you make no mistakes, Lord Father God, in nothing that you do, Father. We're just thanking you right now, Father God, for your will being done, Lord Father. We hold to you, Father Eldred Christian, Lord Father, thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for the healing of his body, Lord Father. We ask you, Father God, to continue, Lord Father God, to give him a peace of mind, give him comfort in you, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. For Rudolph right now, Lord Father God, that had back surgery, Lord Father. Father, we ask you to continue, Lord Father God, to heal him, Lord Father God, and strengthen him, Lord Father God, that he's able, Lord Father God, to go back out to work, Lord Father. We continue to pray for those that are on dialysis, Lord Father God, or Father God, even doing chemo right now, Lord Father. Touch their bodies right now, Lord Father God. Strengthen them, Lord Father. Father, that they may be a living testimony, Lord Father God, to someone else, Lord Father God, that is going through, Lord Father. We hold to you, Lord Father God, Evangelist Allison Moore Smith, Lord Father. We hold to you, Deidre, right now, Lord. We hold to you, Deacon with it right now, in the name of Jesus. We hold to you, Cheryl White, Lord Father. And Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for touching, Lord Father. Father, I hold to you, Lord Father God, Nikema, Lord Father. Father God, she is seeking a job, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, she asking for prayer, Lord Father. We asking you, Lord Father God, to help her right now, Lord Father God. Guide her, Lord Father God, in the job, Father God, that you want her, Father, and not what she wants, Lord Father God. Father God, we thank you, Lord Father God, for your understanding, Lord Father God, that you have given us, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for the peace and the comfort, Lord Father. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord Father God, canceling all assignments, Lord Father God, that were sent towards this broadcast, Father, to hinder it, Lord Father, or anyone on it, Lord Father. Touch our listeners, Lord Father God. Father God, touch them, heal them, deliver them, Father God. We thank you, Lord Father God, for whatever their needs are, Father God, that you provide, Lord Father. I ask you today, Father, to decrease, Lord Father God, my apostle, my pastor, my deacon right now, Lord Father God, as you increase in them, Lord Father. We ask you to show up and show out right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, as we give this broadcast back to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Well, praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we thank God. We thank God today. We do send traveling mercies. We know that the mercies of God is going with her. We already prayed for it. Amen. Her safe travels back to St. Thomas. Bless God. We sorry to see her go, you know, praise God. Amen. You know, when you get used to somebody, you know, and all, you kind of get the more better to know them a little bit better. And, you know, you miss them, don't you? Mm-hmm. Especially if they're good people. The other ones, you send them off happily. Praise God. Amen. But we thank God for her. And we thank God for you, too. those of you also that, you know, be with us every day, every time we come on, you be with us. We thank God for you. We really do. We appreciate you now, okay? Don't forget, call us and punch the 1-347-857-3925 and just hit that little 1 on your phone, okay? And we'll talk with you, okay? All right. All right, let me give you a little word today. What we call adversity, God calls opportunity. What we call tribulation, God calls growth. What we call adversity, God calls opportunity. What we call tribulation, God calls growth. Are you growing today? Hallelujah. Are you growing? You know, think about it. God calls it tribulation's growth. Then, you know, didn't they have a TV show called Growing Pains?
Yeah.
Okay. See that? Growing pains. So you're having growing pains, all right? Any kind of pain you're having is what? Growing pains. That means you're growing, right? Yeah, think about it. When the plant is covered up by the ground, it has pain busting through the shell. The caterpillar busting through the shell, have pains doing it. Childbirth busting through the pain. Everything is growth, huh? My increasing is pain. Nothing but pain. And you want to complain. My God. Amen. We're going to have to start changing our talk to thank you, God, for me growing. Yeah, did you get that? No, you didn't get that. yeah, I mean, but it's true, growing pains. Okay, hey, that's a message by itself, isn't it? Praise God. Well, we thank God for you listening today. And listen, you can call. We don't mind if you call, okay? Well, we just don't want you to get crazy now. You do us, call us. You make us feel good. All right. Not that we don't feel good. We're not sick. But you encourages us. It encourages us. Yes, that we're not wasting our time. Okay. All right. Praise God. Let's start reading here today. We're going to start something. I'm going to start in Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. Praise God. I want to start here in the 6th verse. No, I'll start in the 5th verse. I'll start the 5th. Watch out, I won't start all the way to 1, huh? We'll start with the 5th verse. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God command me, that ye should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. 7. For what nation is there so great who had God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? Now listen, let's go back. Let's say this again. Keep therefore and do them, for this is whose your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. Oh, we're going to talk about your understanding today. This is it. We're going to talk about that a little bit today throughout the book a few places we want to take you to let you know about your understanding and the fact that he calls it your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. We have, now this is something, we have something to show the nations. When he told us to go ye into all the nations and preach the gospel, we should go with what? Some wisdom and understanding. Our wisdom and understanding that God has entrusted us with. And he said, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. See, when we go with the understanding and wisdom, the people will begin to say, surely these are the ones that have what? Understanding and is wise. We should not go with them little, how you say, frivolous things and playing and games and all of that. We should go with the wisdom of God in us and the understanding in us we should have when we approach these things and these people. Because what are we showing? Let's see what the seventh say. Go down to them. As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for. Now, if you go to heal somebody, you're going to get people delivered to bring the word of God. We're presenting God in all his wisdom and understanding that he's bestowed upon us to these nations. He's given us this to do what? To be his, his PR person at the time. How about that? To advertise him, to introduce him to people, to nations. This is why he told us to go into all nations, Because when we go, we ought to go with understanding, the wisdom and understanding of God. And we're doing it because we are looking for him to show up and show his wisdom and mercy and grace in us and through us. Isn't that right? Amen. Praise God. Think about that now. God is smart, isn't he? My God, he's a very smart God. Hallelujah. Upon him that we call upon him for, the things that we call upon him for. Now, if you don't have no grace and no understanding, how you going to tell people about him? Would you please answer that? Anybody want to answer that? You can answer that. How would we tell them? Okay. All right. Now, let's look at Psalms 119. Now, you know what Psalms 119 is a long, it's a long scripture. You know that, right? Praise God. But 119, look at Psalms. I'm just going to run through here and give you a little bit about this understanding. So we're doing 104 right quick. 119 and 104 says this. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Now, listen, if you don't hear nothing else, listen to that. Through thy precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Now, you got to come to a point where you hate falsehoods. You hate fake people. You hate lying people. See, now it's all right to hate that evil and wickedness. You don't hate the person, but you really hate the acts that they bring to you, show you, don't you? Now, understand that. See, when you get the understanding of what it's saying, God told you that about a person that hates someone, they ain't going to enter into the kingdom. But now it's all right to hate the lie, but not hate the person. Do you understand how to divide that? Do you understand that? Not many people, unless they have the scripture what we just read, they have wisdom and understanding. You have wisdom. He didn't say, nah, God going to have wisdom in this here, and he going to do that. Why we always want to put everything on God when he give us something to do? Can anybody get some wisdom and understanding and tell me about that? Now, you can call me and tell me about that if you want to. That would be perfect. Okay. Everyone wants to say, well, God going to do it. God told you to do some things, didn't he? He says in Deuteronomy, we just read, your wisdom and your understanding. That means he's using you. He's using you to go to the nations. He's using you to bring the word to them so that they can understand his concepts, precepts, and everything. This is what God has done for you. He's given you something. That's why when we was talking about your call, when he called you, he equipped you. With what? Your wisdom and your understanding, because your wisdom and your understanding comes from him. Now, but he wants you to do what? Use it as yours. Identify with it. It's personal now. This is what I've given you to work with. When he told you, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you, is what he had spoken to you that he had done. This is what he's talking about. You have your wisdom, your understanding, because God gave it to you to operate, what, in his behalf. And he's going to work with you on it. Because it's just like him doing it. Do you get it? Hello? Do you understand? So we want to talk to you about this, your understanding today. See, you should tell yourself, I am understanding. When you say, I am understanding, that meaning what? Your understanding. He say, your wisdom, keep therefore and do them, wisdom and understanding, do them, But this is your wisdom and your understanding. He wants you to keep them. He gave them to you. You see what he's saying? He gave them to you, so he wants you to keep them. Because of what? Through thy precepts, I get understanding. Now you see where you get it from. You see that God has given it to you. So now you can hate every false way, everything that's not right. You can hate that entity that is occurring in people's lives where the enemy has come to them and slipped it into them, so therefore they don't have any understanding of the workings of God. Did you see that? I guess you did. Did you get that? I sure hope you did, because it's very important that you have an understanding. It's very important that you be an understanding person. You know how people say to people, you're a very understanding person. You see, they see that spirit in you. Now, that's why you got understanding. That's why the spirit of understanding is operating in you, because you're not going to judge a book by its cover, so to speak. You're going to have understanding of this person. Say, well, I understand what you've been through because I've been through it myself. You see, do you get it? See why I say you say to yourself, I am understanding. That's who I am, because God gave it to me, and he gave it to me, and he told me to keep it, because it's for a purpose. Do you get the picture? Understanding is for a purpose. The wisdom is for a purpose. God gave it to you for it to be used by you. see, when you bring people to Christ, you should know what? How to do that. You should understand certain things you don't need to say to people that you're witnessing to. Do you see what I'm saying? You get it after a while. You get it in a minute, right? You get it in a minute. So now, Proverbs 2 and 6 say, "For the Lord giveth wisdom." This is what we just finished telling you, didn't we? "Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." See, now there's something else he gave you to work with. God give you some tools to work with. Do you hear me? He ain't sent us out without tools. Do you get the picture here? Do you understand that fact today? Is when he sent you and he called you, he sent you with what? Some weapons to work with, weapons of warfare to work with. And what is he saying? Proverbs say, "The Lord giveth wisdom." And out of his mouth, he spoke it into your mouth, knowledge and understanding. He spoke all of this to you, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He just say, you know, when he breathed into your breath, the Bible say, and you became a living soul, when he did that in Genesis. Now, when you became a living soul, what came in with that breath was what? Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Did you hear it? That's why you are understanding. And you'll say, "Well, you know, I like you. You understand me." You know how people talk. They use that word understanding a lot, not knowing just why they are using it. But it's something in they know that, think about it, when God breathed in their breath and man became a living soul, there is something in that know that is obtained it, now is coming to the front now to be used to help win souls, because the Bible say he that winneth souls is wise. That means you got wisdom. You got knowledge how to get that person saved, how to get that person to acknowledge God, how to get that person to turn their life around and walk right. Do you get it? Hello, anybody there? Praise God, anyhow. You know, we're just talking about knowledge and understanding today, talking about, you know, what we already possess. You didn't even realize that you possessed it, you know. But up here today to help you know who you are, when God called you and ordained you. Now, you know, when we hear that word ordained, everybody wants to say, "Well, I didn't know he ordained me no preacher. I didn't know he ordained me no pastor." I didn't say he ordained you as a preacher, pastor. He ordained us to be ministers of the gospel, period, because you are a believer. And when you're a believer, you have been what? Endowed with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He has given these things to you. Do you get the picture? He gave these things to you. And he didn't pay you. He didn't charge you, I mean. You know, you can at least use it wisely, what he's given you, because you didn't have to pay for it. Notice this. When I said, the Bible said in Genesis that when he breathed into man the breath of life, right? And man became a living soul. When you became a living soul, let's say it like this: the image and likeness of God was what? Put inside of you. So when it was put inside of you, you have some of his attributes as his child. A son, as the Bible relates, said sons, but you are sons of God. Now, he didn't say that ladies or girls of God, did he? He say when he breathed in your life, you became a living soul. Now that living soul is what? Huh? A son of God. You're a living son. Hmm? Because he have contributed to you, his son. You have portions of his attributes. Do you get the picture? You got it. I guess you got it today. Because out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Out of his mouth. When it came out, it came into you. Because it's where? Where is the Lord? On the inside, right? He's in you. He's not out up somewhere running around in the clouds and everywhere. He's inside of each one of us when he breathed his breath in you. And you, when you became that living soul, huh? That living person, who you are. Whether whatever your outward appearance say you are, man or woman, you're a living soul unto God. With knowledge and wisdom and understanding. It's yours. And when it's yours, that means you're supposed to do what? He told us to do what? Keep it, didn't he? He said, keep it. Why would you try to get rid of wisdom and knowledge, huh? Because somebody talk about you and say, well, they think they know so much. You know how people say. It's not that you, what you know, you do know. But you know it because God gave it to you to know, didn't he? He gave you to know to tell folks how they can accomplish certain things, how they can get through certain things in life. All of this was because the wisdom of God is working in you to do what? To help the nations, to help the people. Do you get it? Anybody get it? This is what he did to us. This is what he gave us. This is it. See? But now, when you run on down to Proverbs 8, the 8th chapter and the 14th verse, he says, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Talk to yourself.
Lord.
Now, we say today for you to talk to yourself, huh? Counsel is mine, sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. Now, you don't say nothing else the rest of the week. If you just repeat that, you do have strength. I know the devil want to make you think you weak. Weak-minded and you can't do nothing, and, well, I ain't nothing, and I ain't got nothing, and I'll never be nothing, and if you keep on standing, that's just what you'll be, nothing. But today I'm trying to lift you up to this point. I am understanding. I have strength. Because what? God gave it to me. He says it's mine. He says sound wisdom is mine. All of it, this wisdom is mine. He's given it to me. So I am to share it with someone else. I am to use it to help someone else along to learn that they are understanding and they have strength. The Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Did he not say that? All right, you that are weak today, we are saying you are strong. You got strength because you understand today, right at this moment, if we don't go any further, you understand today that you understand and you have understanding, knowledge, wisdom. Huh? Because he's given you that strength. Huh? It is something that's in you to help you pull up by your own bootstraps, so to speak, and start all over again. Huh? Come on now. Sometimes we fall. A lot of times we fall. But every time we fall, what happened? That inner strength gets us to come up, pull up, and talk to yourself and say, I'm going to rise again. I'm getting up. I am understanding. I understand now what it is I have to do. Don't you say that sometime to yourself. I understand now what I'm supposed to do, what I should be doing. Even sometimes you may say, my faith seemed to have failed. It looked like I can't believe. I don't believe like I used to. And it seems like it's only what the enemy always works in the word seem. It seems like. That's the enemy's words. See? He's always giving you, well, it seems like God has left me. It seems like I'm not a son of God anymore. Always seem with the devil. Because he's always seeming like something, but he's actually not it. So now you know now that it's he is not who he say he think he is. But you know you are who God say you are. Do you get the picture? Do you understand that? Huh? Now that's understanding, isn't it? Don't you get the understanding of that now? You have strength. We're giving you strength through the word of God right now. You're getting strength through the word of God right now. No matter what he said, you know all it is a seam, S-E-E-M-S. That's all it is. Say, devil, get out of here with your seams. Every time you look, he's seeming, trying to make you, well, it seems like I don't have a friend in the world. My mama don't like me, my daddy, my sister, my brother, nobody loves me. And everywhere I go, I don't get nothing but hate. All that is a scene, huh? He's doing what? Bringing you into a spirit of seems like nobody loves me at all. And that's exactly what you're saying. It seems. I tell you what we could do. Let's get a little bit more understanding here in your wisdom. Let's get rid of the word seem out of our vocabulary. Can we try that? Well, try working on it. If you try working on it, you'll see and understand that you got it going on because God called you into this work. And when he called, he told you to keep it. Keep it and do what God called you. Be used by God. Don't care what nobody say about you.
Amen.
Well, you used to. There's another word the devil loved to use. Used to. Now you got a spirit of used to. Everything I used to do. Well, what are you doing now? If he give you the understanding and knowledge and wisdom, then now you have wisdom and knowledge enough to get up, dust yourself off, and go at it. He's saying do. You know that scripture say? And do them. You do. You do. Stop saying, I don't know how. You do know how because he gave you the wisdom of how to do it. You just don't want nobody to reject you. You don't want nobody to say nothing about you. You don't want nobody to disagree with you. Well, let me tell you, no matter what you do or how you do it, somebody's always going to disagree with you. They're not going to like it and all of that, but they have the problem. You don't because you are understanding. I understand why you don't like me. I understand why you can't stand because I'm doing this, that, or the other. I understand it because God has let me understand the fact that you are not you. You are that devil with whatever seems. Come on now, that's who you are. You you're allowing him to keep you in that frame of mind when there is a way to escape, that you will not work with the plan that God has given you. You want to do something else. See, you wasn't called to be like that. You weren't called. He gave everyone the opportunity to be saved. You made these choices for lack of understanding of the word of God, because there was somebody with the same spirit come to you and say, well, now, you know, it seems like God wants you all to love people even though when they hate you. See, so now they're trying to poison you with God's word, and you're allowing that ununderstanding same spirit. Did you get that? To come in and persuade you when he already told you to keep it. Keep your wisdom. Keep your understanding and the knowledge that he's given you. Huh? And you can't do that. That's a small thing. Huh? He didn't ask you to pick up the whole world and hold it on your shoulder. He got that covered. You see, understand the fact that God got that covered. Hey, praise God. Did you get it? Can you say, I am understanding?
I am understanding.
See, and I got strength. Now, you thought I was weak. The devil think we all weak when it look like we not going any place, or we going through that little test or trial that God allows to come upon us sometimes. And when we going through that, he make us think all kind of stuff with his seeming spirit. Huh? What'd he do? Trying to make you think that you ain't got it, you can't do nothing, and you just ain't worth nothing. And we buy that. We buy into that. Why do you buy into such things, huh? Just being alive, and when you can just call on the name of Jesus, see, you got some understanding. You know what's going to click here now. He say anything you ask the Father in my name, okay? He said he's going to do it. Now, let me give you some understanding. He didn't say when either, did he? He just told you he's going to do it. But when he do it, it's going to be in his time, and his time will be the right time. Now, do you understand that? Hello, Sabbath. See, you got to be understanding. You still have strength even when it looks like you don't, and people say you weak. People talk about it. See, they talked about Jesus. They talked about the apostles. They did more than talk to them. They tried to harm them, hurt them, kill them. See, this is not just us. They went through it too. Read the 12th chapter, 11th chapter of Hebrews. You find out all those saints that what they went through. Huh? See? Because they understood. They didn't fuss, fight, criticize, get angry or anything. They went through it. You know why they went through it? Because they understood. They were understanding. Did you get it? They had the knowledge of God because God, Jesus had been on the scene, and then those apostles was on the scene. He teaching them the word of God. And when he began to teach the word of God, they listened to the word of God because the wisdom was there for them to take into their hearts. You see? Do you get the picture? Hello, anybody there? My God. My. Hallelujah. See, all of that. You find out you got strength. And when you look at this, man, God love us so much. Don't he love us good? I mean, he did not leave no stones unturned when he put us on the face of the earth. What he has given us that we don't even know we got. A lot of people don't know what they possess. They don't They take it so lightly about the Christian life, the Christ-like life. They take it for granted, huh? Oh, y'all don't know nothing. You know, y'all just letting that man use y'all and tear y'all, put y'all in bondage. And they want to get y'all in slavery and then to go all the way back there, bringing up something that slavery didn't even know nothing about. But we had to get the word some way or another. Praise God, in knowledge. We didn't have the knowledge we thought we had. It hadn't been ignited in us yet. But when they finished with us with this slavery thing, bringing us through them growing pains, we understood about the God that of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then we begin to understand what we had, and they didn't like it because we grabbed hold of it. With our slave mentalities, we grabbed hold of what? That concept of God, Jesus, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We grabbed hold of it, and we begin to understand what we had, and we begin to use it to survive. Did y'all hear that? Now, you can take that, people take it and try to twist it around where they used us and all of this here. Well, they thought they were using us, but they were just messing up their own self because we became a full knowledgeable of what was going on with God because we took it into our bosom, and when we took it in our bosom, it helped us get through them trying times. Losing your children, losing your husband or wife, losing your place of who you were supposed to be, tried to degrade you and put you down. But the more they did that, the more we understood who we were. We were men and women of strength. Hello. Just thought I'd put that in. Hallelujah. Do you understand? You see? God know how to move. And he move in his time regardless of the situations that occur to get you to where he wants you to be. He didn't say it was going to be peaches and cream every time. He shifts you from one place to the other. I have to get you to where I want you to be, so I have to sometimes allow certain things to occur in order for you to get to that other place. I may have to take somebody out your life. Or I may have to do what? Allow some tragic thing to occur to you so that your mind can be changed and to know that you have the knowledge of God working on the inside of you. You have the wisdom of God. You have the mind of Christ. When he told you, you know he told you that let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So he had been working on it all the time for you to come to that knowledge. Some people it take longer than others. Hello, somebody. I don't know how long it's going to take you, but to know that you are understanding. Said what? I am understanding. You see that? And I have strength. Ooh, it's getting good to me, y'all.
Come on.
And he said, he that is void of wisdom, that's Proverbs 11, he that is void of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. Now, we'll know who you are when you can hold your peace.
Hallelujah.
Now, sometimes people will provoke you, push you.
Yes,
they will try everything in their book to try to get you out of peace. But today you understand that when you are understanding, you can hold your peace. Now, why you say that? Well, I know You don't know what you're talking about anyway.
Hallelujah.
So I just let you talk.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
I know you think you're hurting me, saying all them things, calling me all kind of names
on,
and stuff.
Come on.
I tell anybody, just don't say nothing. Close your ears. They said, well, I don't know how to close my ears. I said, yes, you do. Close your mind, all shut down everything, and you become deaf. You don't hear nothing.
Yes.
Let them cuss, say anything they want to, call you any kind of name.
Come on now.
Now, people will do that, and they don't know you from Adam's house, okay?
Come on.
They don't know you. They don't understand you in the first place. When they don't understand you, they begin to call you all these things, names and stuff. Now the N word, everybody wants you. Nobody, everybody want to be the N word now.
Come on.
So they figure they hurt you by calling you that. See, but you ought to understand today that is not your name.
Amen. Lord, I thank you.
Huh? They can call you all that they want, but they ain't telling you. They talk about themselves because they sound more like they describing their own self. Huh? Oh, I'm time to talk about it, ain't it? Praise
talk
God. Hallelujah. 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 See, you get it?
Hmm?
But a man of understanding hold his peace. Now, listen here, I'm going to throw this scenario to you. If you're in the store shopping and somebody come up to you out of the clear blue, you ain't stepped on their toes, you didn't bump into them or nothing, and they come up because they see you and start calling you names, what you going to do, turn around and swing on? I know you want to. But you just look at them, shake your head, say they know not what they do. They have no peace within them, so they got to bother somebody. So they got, what you say, you don't know what's going on at their home because they come out there, they couldn't beat the husband or couldn't beat the wife, whichever way you want to call it. So they're going to come up to the store shopping looking for trouble. The first person they see is you, and so they want to start trouble. Your understanding is hold your peace. If they want to jump in line in front of you in the store, just move out. There it is. That's holding your peace. Why? Because you understand. Huh? You understand. You are understanding. You have the spirit of understanding because God gave it to you and he told you to keep it. Now, if you don't keep it, that means you let it go to somebody else so they bully you and you done lost it. Huh? See what I'm saying? Where your strength? You showed your weakness now. You showed that weakness come about. You allowed the weakness of Satan to entrap you. Do you get the picture? You allowed it to entrap you, provoke you, push you into something. The jail full of them kind of people. Huh? Because that seem-like spirit seemed like you was finna call me the N-word. You know, this, think about people. Seem like you finna draw back to hit me, and I just shot you. That's what some of these policemen out there doing.
Come on.
Hmm? It seemed like they had a gun. You see how things go? Cause trouble. Loss of life. Anger. Because they don't have any understanding that each one of us is a human, huh? And regardless of our skin colors, red, black, green, purple, or white, it still ain't nothing but one color blood, red. You ain't got no blue blood. You ain't got no black blood. Now, you can call me black, and I could be black. But when you cut me, I'm red. I bleed red, don't I? Do you understand now that we are all got the same blood? Because where did we come from? We came from Adam. All of us came from Adam. Now, he didn't say he made two or three people, a red, black, white, and green man or woman. Huh? Think about this. When he made Eve out of Adam, he still had to take that red blood. See? So that red blood had to be transferred over there into her. She ain't got no different color blood. Huh? I'm just trying to get you to get some understanding, to get out of all these issues you have and these little paranoid conditions in your mind and stuff that's going on is causing trouble in your life. And every time you look, you have trouble. We are offended by everybody now. Everybody's offended. Well, you know, I can't say nothing because I go in the store and someone, before I learned this, who I was, I go in the store and I'm asking to be waited on and something, and they getting kind of crazy up in the store. I said, do we have an issue here? I asked the salesperson, do we have an issue? Is it black? Is it you don't want to wait on me? Is that a problem here today? Can I see your manager, please? You know, I said, do I have to call the NAACP or somebody? Do I have to call Jesse Jackson or somebody? You know, I just do them like that, okay? And then they get in a hurry and wait on me then. Because when they start ignoring me and all that stuff, I used to throw that at them, okay? And it did the job. Yes, it did, you see? So what was I using? Wisdom. I said at the time, I was using wisdom with a little knowledge that I had of these people. Don't know them, but I, you know, just throw that around. You know, because there are people that do treat you bad, mistreat you, but you don't have to pull out a gun or a knife. You have to throw no acid. You don't have to do none of these things or go out there and bust the car windows out of their cars. You ain't got to do none of that. Do you see what I'm saying? Because you're understanding now that if God said that he's going to take care of you, he's going to take care of you. Did you know that? He's going to take care of you. So you what? Hold your peace. I know it's hard for us to hold our peace. We done so used to saying the first thing come to our mind. That's cussing and a fussing. Why do we cuss? Yeah. Why do we cuss? Is that hurting anybody? Nope. Now, I'm throwing this out, and I know you theologians may get a little mad and all this stuff. Why we tell people to go to hell and we study trying to save them from going to hell? Would you please tell me why do we say that little cliche all the time? Huh? Because if you don't get right, and they don't get right, both of you going. So you're going, but tell them to go. So now you got two more people in there. When you could have helped your peace, been very peaceful and understanding and talk about the Lord, maybe both of y'all have got saved. But I often wonder why we say that. Cuss words. You ain't cursing nobody. Nope. Huh? You can say them all you want to. And you know them little children used to say a long time ago, I don't know if they say them anymore. They start to shoot now. They shoot now. They don't say words. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but talking don't hurt me. We used to say that all the time. Now they do shooting. See? They don't say them words no more. But you know what? Sticks and stones did break your bones. And talking hurt you too. Yes, it did. See? Yes, it hurt you. Because you never forget it. You don't forget what they say. And even today you don't forget what people say about you or to you. You don't forget it. You try to, you know, but I tell you, you know, just blank your mind out of that part. You know, say, hey, I ain't thinking about that. I don't even want to think about that no more. Forget that. That's gone. Let's go to something new. Amen. We go to something new, brand new. That's understanding. No, leave it alone. Okay, let me tell you what Proverbs 13 said. I guess you say I was showing Proverbs one. Well, Proverbs is a very interesting book. You should read it through and through that. You should read it through and through. All right. The 13th chapter say, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Ooh, Lord. Have you ever experienced good understanding, and has it given you favor? Think about your life now. Have it? You don't even remember when you had good understanding, do you? Huh? You don't remember when you had good understanding. But it gives favor. We need to start trying some of these things, you know, and you blame everybody for your life being, well, I didn't have no mother, I didn't have no father, I ain't got no this, and I ain't had that, and I ain't, hey, we don't need all that to live. We still alive even though you didn't have it. Huh? So understand this. That is the way God allowed me to be in this world, in that particular family, a family that was not wealthy. He let you be in a family that was in the cotton field and everywhere to learn something. You're supposed to learn something out of that life. Huh? You're supposed to understand and think about, well, my mom and dad, at least they were together here with me, and they brought us up and told us what's right and wrong, even though we didn't have this, that, or the other. But then when you get older, instead of understanding someone else, you want to put down the people that don't have. Well, thank God you've made it big and you got all this money. But listen, if you don't get saved, your money gonna perish with you. You see? And but we don't understand, do we? We don't have no understanding whatsoever. May God bless us. We ain't gonna bless nobody else. Well, get a job like I did. You know, people used to tell me when God told me to go full-time pastoring, and I was fighting with God, and, oh, God, these people ain't going to give you no money. They don't want to let go no money. I don't want to depend on nobody. I want to keep my job, and I was trying to keep my job, trying to keep my God. God put some obstacles in the way. I ain't had no choice. See? Do you know you get chastised by God when you don't do what he say? Huh? I did. I didn't have no good understanding right then because I was used to paying my own way, doing everything for myself with my money, my own money, my money. Nobody else's money, my money. So you don't talk nothing to me, tell me about do this, do that. Because I want my money. Preach. I'm still a little like that. Y'all have to pray for me. And it's very difficult. I have a very difficult time when I don't have any money of my own. And I got to look to somebody else. Man, you know, they don't know what it does to me. You see, people don't know. I don't tell them what it do. It ain't your business. Just do. But I ain't gonna let it be a transgressor, cause it really gonna be hard. Then I'm gonna understand one thing, that if I have the understanding that God is with me, and He has already blessed me, it's just a little slow time right now. Let me tell you, favor is mine.
Yes, it is.
Can you say it? Favor is mine. See, because He gives the favor. God is the one gives the favor. And he allow people, man, different people to give you favor. Be favorable to you. You don't have to beg and crawl and plead and everything to nobody. Then they going to go around telling everybody, you know, she got to beg me. She be begging for this and she be begging for that. And I tell them, I say, God didn't call me to be a beggar. He told me to ask. And he say, if I ask, he'll give it to me through somebody else. Hello. You see? You just lost your blessing because you want me to beg. That's what you want me to do. But you don't, that means you don't understand. I'm still understanding.
Have your way, Holy Ghost.
I'm understanding you're under the tutelage of your father, the devil. And when you're under his tutelage, that means what? What you're doing? You're being taught by him. So you're being taught to persecute God's people. So I understand that you're being taught by him to persecute me. But trouble don't last always.
No, it don't.
This is just for a season. And my seasons requires me to have wisdom enough to know that I must stand through thick and thin, that I must stand through every storm that arises in my life, whether it's in my body, whether it's in my pocketbook, in my family, school, a church, or wherever it is. I must stand anyhow because I'm waiting on the favor of God. Not yours.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I got favor. I'm his favorite.
I am a favorite.
Hallelujah. Favorite of God. Yes, I am.
Thank you.
David called himself the apple of his eye. God called him, pardon me, the apple of his eye. David, his apple of his eye. So if David was the apple of his eye, I'm his favorite. Hello. Amen. Can you be a favorite too today? Okay. All right now. Woo! Hallelujah. Anyhow. All right. We are going to look for the 14th of Proverbs. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. Ooh, I like that word. Great understanding. But he that is hasty of spirit exalted folly. My. See what happens when you work with the seen man? It seems like. Every time you work with him, you're going to be hasty in what you do. You're in a hurry. And what it does, gets you into something bad every time. But when you slow to do anything to wrath, you got great understanding. Because you know who holds tomorrow. You know who is on your side. You know who got your back. You know who will ever be there with you to take you through, to hold you up in that time that you need holding up. You know who it is, don't you? That's great understanding. Great understanding. I like that word. Just great understanding. I am understanding because I've got strength. Let's put it this way. I've got great strength. Because my strength is not in myself, because he told me that my grace is sufficient unto thee. Because it's made perfect in what? Weakness. Is it not? So therefore, if it's made perfect in weakness, that means I got great strength when I just appear to be weak. I'm appearing to be weak. But I'm not weak, but I'm strong because I work with God's strength, not mine. I'm strong today. Because I'm his favorite. and I'm going to keep it too. Because he told me to keep it and use it. When I do it, I use what he give me. It don't matter that you don't like it. You got a problem. You need help. See, you need help. But you don't want the help from understanding. Have you ever noticed people, because you say you understand, because you tried to help them through their problems and everything, what is going on, did you know they don't want your help? Have you ever noticed they turn their side on you and they, you know, no, I don't need your help. Okay. You don't need my help. I'm gone. I don't stay around, do you? If you don't need my help, I'm not going to try to force it on you. But then when you come around, I'll still be here. Hello? Will you still be there? Hello, somebody. Will you still be there, too, to help them to understand what they're going through? Huh? Oh, boy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 17th of Proverbs says, he that had knowledge spareth his words. Oh, my God. And a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Don't you love people with excellent spirits? Ooh, and a person that spareth his words. Now, what do you mean? They don't anger easily. And I know you said they'll cry, baby. They look at that. They walked off and ain't said nothing. I got them now. The devil told you, see what I told you? I can beat them. See, that's what they say. Always think you can beat somebody because they don't say nothing. Don't let that quietness fool you. And people call me a smiling person. I'm always smiling. Yeah. They be talking about me like a dog. They ain't talk about me in any kind of language. You know, you ever seen them talk about you when you go to the nail place? That ain't funny, Ty. They be talking about you in the nail place. Then they turn around and ask you, what kind of work you do? Like, duh, why do you want to know? You know, you want a job with me or something? You know? And one day I said, Lord, just let me speak in tongues in their language just one time and shock the daylights out of them up here. Because I know they were talking about me, you know. I know they were talking about me, you see. But I understand that you know, y'all ain't got nothing else to do but talk about us in people. You know, they be talking about us in people. It's when they start treating me like, you know, the mother people, that I say, it's time to leave this one here. Don't come back here no more. Okay? You say, why? Because I'm not there. I want to be, I have the knowledge of God residing in me, so I spare my words. Bye, I'm gone. Hey, you call that spare, don't you? Bye, I'm gone. Okay? I'd rather be known as a person with an excellent spirit and try not to get angry, but some people just want you to be angry, don't they? They keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Praise God. My God, my God. Let me tell you. I forgot. Proverbs 4. Pardon me. Now, this is what everybody should know. I've heard quite a few people quote it. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get under wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. I love this one myself. I love that. Do you know? You can remember that. Proverbs 4 and 7. Remember that. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. You ask God for some wisdom now.
Yes.
Okay? And he will endow you with it. And then he tell you, with all thy getting, get understanding. You need the two together to work. Okay? And I'm going to leave off with this here for right now because, you know, I'm just all, you know, I get by this understanding because I am understanding. 2 Timothy 2 say, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Did you hear what I said? Consider what I say. And the Lord will give thee understanding in all things. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, man, my. Understanding. Understanding. It takes your mind for you to understand, don't it?
Yes.
You don't want to think about that. See, what is it? It's showing your intelligence, isn't it?
Yes.
Huh? It shows your reflective thoughts, your thoughts, the thoughts being reflected here. It shows your knowledge, and it shows what? That wisdom and understanding shows some discernment, doesn't it? You didn't know it worked in that avenue, did you? I know you did. But you know the word that I like that understanding means in the dictionary, one of the meaning, the synonym for understanding is what? Something simple. Guess what? Reason. Just plain old reason. Huh? Ooh, ain't that? Ooh, my God. Because, listen here. We all have a difference of opinion. Everybody's not going to agree with you at all of this. But the Bible say, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Huh? Let's do this together. And we'll get some understanding. If we don't start arguing and bickering and carrying on and everything, it's like when the chief say something, you know. And I tell the chief certain thing. The chief say, and I just say, oh, yeah? And I leave it alone. You know, they'll get the message just as soon as I shut up. Okay.
Lord.
And then the Bible tell you what? Agree with your adversary quickly. Now, you know they be lying. You know they lie, but you do that for the sake of an argument, one. And two, you do that why? Because you understand where it's leading.
Yes.
That seem-ass spirit going to come up there, and it going to be seem like you want argument. Then seem like somebody going to start the fussing, and then it going to seem like somebody start the fight. Okay, so Mr. Seems going to be all in it. And all of the wisdom and understanding is going out the window. All the knowledge that you had is where? Gone. Any gone?
Yep.
All right. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know if you enjoyed that call.
Yes,
you don't. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Brother Michael. Go ahead.
Always, you keep on going. You was in a good conversation there. We just thank the Lord for that word. And, you know, as Apostle Porter was talking about understanding, you know, we all have problems with this sometimes or another. You know, and I wrote down something here, say sometimes we have to be reminded of where we are from in our history and understanding of our own lives. Because God is always bringing things to our remembrance sometimes, and we need to understand that. But as Apostle was going, I looked at Proverbs 14 and 33, where it says, "Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding." And I was looking at that, and I was saying, okay, you know, because a lot of us don't have enough wisdom to understand. A lot of us don't understand to have any wisdom. Let's flip the script on them. But, you know, when we get there and we get to understand what's going on, we'll have it. And as Apostle was talking about reason, something came to my head. Why not have reasonable understanding? And the thing about it is this here, a lot of us might have understanding, but it definitely ain't reasonable because they have their own message in their head too. But we all need to understand where God is coming from when he give us the wisdom to understand, when he give us the wisdom to get by what we need to get by on. See, when we find ourselves in these different types of arguments, because it's going to come sooner or later, it depends on how you say it, your body English toward that next person, and whatever, because people have short fuses today. They will go off on you for the littlest things now. Everybody want to shoot somebody. Everybody got a gun, so everybody want to shoot somebody because they're angry. As Apostles say, they're angry at something happened home, and they're going to take it out on the first person they see because they can't say nothing to the one there, or they can't do nothing. And that becomes they didn't come to no type of understanding. That comes they didn't come to no type of reasoning to the solution. No one had a solution for anything. So, therefore, all the understanding is out the window. Therefore, nobody can settle anything. And as Apostle say, the devil throws that word seems like, them two little words, seems like. Now, let's not use that IT word to say it's like either in there to try to substitute for seems like. Because somebody going to try to be smart to substitute it, but it's going to be the same thing. So we need to get an understanding of that also. You know, but we have to come to the conclusion that our brains can be more than what we are, than what we have in us. We need to come to that understanding that when God put us here, he put us here to serve, to praise, to spread the news, to multiply. He got his reason for each and every one of us on this planet. You got the evildoers on one hand, you got the God people on the other hand. Ain't no in between. Let's just face that. Because this is the way of life. This is the way it is. You got people just to put here to disrupt. You got people that's going to disrupt. You got people, and you got people who have no understanding whatsoever. If they ain't got no understanding, then they don't have any wisdom either. So think about those people. They're the foolish, not the wise. Mm-hmm. So let's get that in our system to understand these type of people. And as Apostle say, sometimes we need to have a discerning spirit to see these people of who they are.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're the type of people who will come to you and just rub you the wrong way. And that's to get you out of your spirit. That's to get you out of the place you are. But if you don't have no understanding of where the place you are in the spirit, you're going to fall into the trap, as a lot of Christians do fall into that trap. As you know, that big bad trap that snaps, that's what you fall into. Snap, it got you. Just for that split second, you out of your rest, and your whole day is disrupted. Once your whole day get disrupted like that, you got to work your way back. You have to learn to work your way back to where your spirit can rest again, to where your spirit will be again. So, you know, I'm just here to tell you about the understanding. I'm just trying to capitalize on what Apostle was saying about understanding. But it's so true, and we all need to have some. And as Proverbs 33, wisdom resteth in the heart of him that have understanding. And we need to get into that and do that. Now, here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I thank you, Lord, for understanding, for I am understanding. I thank God for the word today coming from Apostle Porter and coming from Deacon Michael. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for just moving and just having your way today. Thank you, Lord, for everything. So today, get some understanding that you do not allow people to take your power nor your authority that God has given you. Take it back today. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blocktalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. And listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. That is definitely some awesome listening. My advice to you is go back today and listen to this broadcast and get some more understanding today. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's every Wednesday, oh, my Lord, every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come on, join us, tear the devil kingdom down, and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. If the woman of God has blessed you in any way and you would like to plant a seed into her ministry, pay for the radio broadcast, you can send your donations to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Or you can visit our website, Logan International Ministries, and hit that donate button. That's L-O-G-I-O-N. Again, that's L-O-G-I-O-N, International Ministries, Inc.com. Be blessed today and trust that the word find you in a good place today.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
Start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, not my battle to fight. let go and let God. Let go, let God. Oh, let go and let God. Let go and let God. My brother, let go and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yes.